Now, the rest of the story. Conrad Kentzen, C-A-N-T-Z-E-N, Conrad Kentzen, was a Broadway bum. One of those colorful derelicts New York City visitors stare at, and jaded Manhattanites see right through. He was in his mid-70s during World War II, a wanderer of the streets, a panhandler of pocket change, a deft snatcher of crumbs from wherever they might fall. The old man possessed a rather uncommon charm, a gentility survived from his own distant past. You see, Conrad Kentzen, many years before, had been an actor, and a fine actor, to hear him tell it. And for the price of a meal, one might hear him tell it. With wistful fondness, Conrad would recall the 4 decades he trod the boards before he retired. Bit parts, mostly, he would admit. But he did bring a special magic to each role he played. His final stage appearance was his greatest, he would say, the 1932 Theater Guild production of The Good Earth. And those who would take the time to listen would smile, caught up, if only for a moment, in the happy confluence of fact and fancy, the fleeting glimpses of brighter yesterdays. Whatever his past, Conrad Kentzen now looked the part. He wore fingerless gloves and a tattered coat that echoed its own bygone dignity, and he always managed to sport a boutonniere, which he procured from somewhere. He slept on newspapers in a Jersey City flophouse or in an empty Broadway dressing room, should some stage manager's kindness allow. Conrad Kentzen really had been an actor, you see. There were many who remembered him along the Great White Way, and yet for everyone who remembered, 100 forgot, and 1,000,000 never even knew. And thus did Conrad Kentzen, the shabby sentinel of Broadway, live until he died June 28 of 1945. His last lonely days were spent in St. Luke's Hospital. The Actors' Fund of America picked up the tab. In his pocket was $11.85. Someone went to Jersey City to the dismal hotel where he had been staying, and in his room was found another 8 cents. The Actors' Fund paid for the funeral and for a burial at Westchester's Kensico Cemetery, and that was that. Conrad Kentzen, the actor of Once Upon a Time, was quickly on his way to being forgotten forever. But this is the rest of the story. A few days after Conrad was buried, his dingy room was being swept out and a piece of paper was discovered, a piece of paper on which was scrawled a few words in Conrad's own handwriting. It was a message about shoes. It recalled the days when Conrad had been a young actor scrounging for roles, and it was said that the thinner the soldier's shoes had been, the less courage he'd had when auditioning. No young actor should ever be in such a predicament, he had decided, and so he requested a shoe fund to be set up in his name, money set aside so that no one aspiring to greatness in his beloved profession would, in his aspiration, ever lack courage. And to this day, the Conrad Kentzen Shoe Fund supplies new shoes to actors between jobs, because Conrad Kentzen, the Broadway bum, was a bum only by choice. You see, after he died, his will was discovered, and his bank account was too, and his gilt-edged bonds. All the while he was living so miserably, he was guarding a trust. He was protecting his legacy to theatrical posterity so that he could buy shoes for other actors to follow after. He left more than $226,000. And now you know the rest of the story.